a newsworthy event barely takes place these days, and the item is before our eyes. With the speedy transmission of information over the internet, the popularity of blogs, and the fact that so many homepages are linked to news agencies, we almost continually have current events at our fingertips. As a result, the sight of a headline that's printed in a newspaper is rarely a startling thing. At least speaking for myself, by the time I typically see a newspaper, I've already become aware through other means of whatever the big stories are for that particular day. Just before Christmas, however, I was rather startled by a headline that I saw printed in the newspaper. The thought that I think went through my head when I saw it was, how can they get by with printing that? The influence of those who promote and advance political correctness is such that I was surprised anything so negative could be said about an individual human being at all, let alone on the front page of a newspaper. But there it was, December 20th. Death means hope for many. It didn't take long to realize why the headline was what it was, for it serves as the introduction to an article dealing with the death of Kim Jong-il, the North Korean ruler who is widely believed to have been a ruthless dictator, guilty of all sorts of crimes against humanity. And that gives the title a little more legitimacy, doesn't it? If it is true that he was as evil as he is reported to have been, one can see why a newspaper would print that his death now means hope for those who were oppressed. Although perhaps the wording of the headline still gave the editor-in-chief just a little bit of concern. But what about saying that the death of a truly good individual would be the source of joy and hope for all sorts of people? Can you imagine an editor signing off on that? Who would ever say that the death of the world's most generous, most kind, most wonderful, most helpful individual was a source of joy and hope? The Apostle Peter, for one, reading from his first epistle, "You were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. He indeed was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who through him believe in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are in God." Stated in summary fashion, the death of Jesus has meant hope for many. I suppose the reason that particular headline is so eye-catching is because of the close proximity of two very different words. A very negative word, death, close to a very positive word, hope. But the Bible reveals that the juxtaposition of those two concepts was necessary. The way in which the history of the human race unfolded required a certain type of death in order to bring about a certain kind of hope. The Apostle Peter looks back. He speaks about your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers. Along with the arms and legs and eyes and ears that we inherited from our parents, we also were born with spiritual aimlessness. By nature, our corrupt hearts and minds were incapable of the words and actions necessary to usher us to eternal life. The sinfulness that entered the world left us completely directionless, unable to reach or find the heavenly goal. What's worse, that spiritual aimlessness was being lived out under the dictatorship of the devil. Peter makes reference to the need to be redeemed, to be bought back. And that from which we needed to be bought back was the dungeon of death, guarded by the prince of darkness. Compared to Satan, somebody like Kim Jong-il might be referred to just mildly as a fleeting nightmare. The devil wants nothing but the worst for us. He wants us to be eternally miserable and hopeless. Fortunately, it was possible for him to be toppled But it was possible to topple him only in the most unusual way. One perfect and powerful individual had to die in order to free us from the clutches of death. And the only truly perfect and powerful individual did. You were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Breaking the grip of death required sacrifice. Canceling the verdict of guilt required bloodshed. The Bible declares, without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sin. The law required sacrifice. But that very law was satisfied and then silenced when the blood of the Lamb was shed. He has appeared once for all at the end of the ages to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. And just as it is appointed for man to die once and after that the judgment, so Christ, having been offered once to bear the sins of many, will appear a second time, not to deal with sin, but to save those who are eagerly waiting for him. Christ's sacrifice was declared a complete success, for on Easter morning, God raised the Lamb back to life. He was indeed foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you who through him believe in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory. When all that was prophesied concerning our Savior was fulfilled, death was declared itself to be null and void, a mere shadow of its former self. Death is swallowed up by death, sings one of our Easter hymns. The death and resurrection of Jesus has made hope available to every single human being and has made hope the possession of everyone who puts their trust in Christ. Christ indeed was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you who through him believe in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are in God. And that's not just the type of hope which is synonymous with wishful thinking, but is the certainty of sharing eternal glory with the Lamb victorious. Death means hope for many. That's a headline that gets attention. And if it rightly grabs one's attention when referring to the kind of hope experienced when an earthly tyrant dies, how much shouldn't it grab and hold our attention as that same headline refers to the eternal hope which is ours because of the death of our Savior Jesus. As we step once again into the Lenten season, may we be properly startled, amazed, impressed by the great headline that the depth of Christ's love, which moved him to undergo the depths of death, has brought for all the opportunity for heavenly hope, the hope of living through him, with him. The Christian's hope is expressed this morning in the form of hymn 153, stanzas 1 and 4. 153, 1 and 4.
His the name of which we boast. celebrate.